Mr. Rasgado just called me yesterday evening confirming he is going to court. As you must be aware, on April 23, police officers arrested Rasgado, the founder and director of the privately owned newspaper Chela Press, at his home in the southern city of Benguela, for his alleged failure to appear in court in connection to a criminal defamation and insult complaint by Rui Falcão, the Secretary of Information for the Ruling People's Movement for the Liberation of Angola, MPLA Party. The officers alleged that Rasgado had failed to attend on April 22 court date, but Mr. Faria, lawyer of Mr. Rasgado, confirmed that his client was never notified of that hearing.
So, Mario, he is supposed to pay a certain amount of money, is that correct?
Yes, yes, he is accused of defamation of Mr. Rui Falcão, currently Secretary for Information of the Political Bureau of the Ruling Party, but at that moment, Governor of Benguela Provinces. So, Mr. Falcão is demanding damages of 1 billion kwanzas, more or less 1.5 million US dollars. So, if convicted, Rasgado could also face fines and up to 6 months imprisonment.
Monday is supposed to be International Press Freedom Day. How would you describe press freedom in Angola?
Press freedom in Angola is worsening, I would say, in the last times. A number of media platforms has been intimidated or forced for closed, in principle by legal reasons, but according to media organizations, by editorial statements. We also are aware that at state-owned media, there is an increase of censure, of blocking of independent and critic views. So the media organizations like the Angolan Journalist Trade Union, Sindicato of Journalists of Angola, and other organizations are criticizing this climate of the deterioration of press freedoms and freedom of expression in the country.
What are his chances that the judge will let him go, or will they find him guilty?
We really don't know, because this tense political situations. But I would say that first and foremost, they want to give a signal to intimidate journalists in the country, saying, be aware, you can face civil charges and a lot of things.
Mario, thank you very much.
Thank you, James, and keep in touch.